Connecticut is no longer without a budget. State lawmakers finally passed a long-overdue bipartisan state budget compromise on Thursday with veto-proof margins in both houses of the General Assembly. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
In the early hours of the morning, the Connecticut Senate passed the $41 billion two-year budget package by an overwhelming margin of 33-3. The State House of Representatives passed it by a vote of 126-23 shortly after noon. The margins are more than enough to override any possible veto by Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy. He had vetoed an earlier Republican-backed budget that passed in September. Democratic House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz credits Connecticut voters for forcing a compromise in the state's closely divided legislature.
86% of the public, on a poll that was well known throughout the state, wanted us to act together, and we did. There was bumps in the road. We all still believed in each other in the process, and we believed in the issues that we stand up for. And we did compromise in areas, but overall, I think it's a good budget that'll move Connecticut forward.
House Republican leader Themis Claridis agreed.
And as the speaker said, we all had to give up some things, but the things that are in this budget that we got and the things we stopped are unprecedented.
She says high on that list is fiscal certainty for the state's cities and towns. The bill has been sent to Governor Malloy. If he signs it into law, Connecticut will finally have a budget nearly 4 months after its fiscal year began on July 1st. Ebong Udama, WSH News.